A brief summary of the novel. Kuli is a long novel having 5 chapters. It describes the economic exploitation of a 14 years coolie named Munnu. He lives with his aunt Gujri in a village in Kangra Hills. His uncle Dayaram is a peon in the Imperial Bank of India at Shamnagar. He secures a menial job for Munnu in the house of Babu Nathu Ram, middle class man who works as a sub-accountant in the same bank. In the village, Munnu is happy and content with his companions and surroundings. His chief companions are Bishan, Bishamvar and Jai Singh, but circumstances force him to leave them behind to go to Shamnagar with his uncle. Munnu is a poor boy. He knows that Jai Singh's father had seized his father's land, who died and left him fatherless. His mother also died. His aunt wanted that he should earn his livelihood himself. Hence, he sets out with his uncle. But his heart is full of hopes for a new life in the city of wonders. Munnu and Dayaram go to Shamnagar on foot. Munnu is tired of walking, his feet are hurt, yet his uncle beats him and does not allow him to have a free ride in a bullock cart due to his snobbery of a government servant. When Munnu reaches the city, he is fascinated by railway trains, beautiful toys, gramophones, etc. He is wrapped in thought and narrowly escapes from being run over by a bicycle. Dayaram, however, drags him to a bank. He takes him to the Babu concerned. Babu Nathu Ram asks Dayaram to take the boy to his house. Munnu and Dayaram reach the house of Babu Nathu Ram and the boy is put in the charge of B.V. Uttam Kaur, the wife of Babu Nathu Ram. B.V. Uttam Kaur is a shrewd and harsh woman. She uses abusive language and beats her child cruelly. The village boy is hungry. He is not given food. On the contrary, he is asked to work the moment he enters the house. He realizes the tragic situation when Dayaram leaves him, he feels he is cut from the old world and tears stream down his cheeks. He sleeps in a corner in the kitchen. In the morning, he gets a heap of abuses for having slept early the night before. He is asked to scrub the stencils. After the work being over, he feels the call of nature and, seeing no fixed place, relieves himself outside his master's house at the wall. At this, the whole family of Babu Nathu Ram is alarmed. His wife Uttam Kaur, his son Chota Babu, his elder daughter Sheila, and he himself come out and abuse Munnu. Dr. Prem Chand and Chota Babu is kind to Munnu. But on the whole, Munnu's life at the house of Babu Nathu Ram is miserable and pathetic. Occasionally, he feels happy after playing with the son and daughters of his master, but this is also a forbidden fruit for him. This life of domestic slavery continues for some time. One day, Babu Nathu Ram invites Mr. W.P. England, the chief cashier of the Shyamnagar branch of the Imperial Bank of India. In the Indian style house, he feels awed. In his drama of agility and activeness, the tea tray falls from the hands of Munnu and Munnu is abused and slapped by BVG. Munnu is being subjected to all kinds of tortures. One day, he does not relish turnip curry, which is usually served to him to eat. Without taking his food, one day he goes to his uncle's house in the city. But instead of giving him words of sympathy and food, his uncle beats him and throws him out of his house. The feelings of revolt and an idea of slipping away from the scene begins to haunt Munnu. He recollects his courage to go back to Babunathu Ram's house, and reaching there again, he regains his zest for life. One day, he quarrels with Varma, a Brahmin servant of another family at the water pump, when Sri Varma asks him obscene things about Bibi Uttam Kaur. Munnu is unaware of the sexual corruption of the cities and therefore he does not speak about Uttam Kaur. At this, Varma strikes him with a lathi. Munnu thus suffers at the hands of the fellow underdogs of his society. Dr. Prem Chand, the Chota Babu, takes care of him. His physical hurt does not damp his spirits. One day, while playing with Sheila and her friend Kaushalya, he bites the cheeks of Sheila. For this childlike act, he is treated like a criminal. Babunathu Ram beats him black and blue and kicks him with his boots. His apologies do not move his hurt. He is also beaten with a kadgal. Having suffered so much, he slips out of the house and runs away. He goes to the railway station where from he boards a train to a destination unknown to him. Munnu lies under the bunk of a third-class carriage. The train is bound for Daulatpur. Seth Prabha, the owner of a pickle-making factory at Daulatpur, who is accompanied by Ganpat, a young partner in business, wants to drag out his luggage from under the bunk, but to the surprise of all, it is Munnu who is lying like a bundle and is dragged out. Prabha himself is a hillman and recognizes Munnu's hill ascent. After the preliminary introduction, Munnu is taken in. Prabha needs an extra boy at his pickle factory. Moreover, he has no issue of his own. Hence, he takes Munnu with him in spite of opposition from Ganpat. They reach Daulatpur and then go to their house cum factory, which is situated at the Cat Killer's Lane. Munnu is well received by Parvati, Prabha's wife. After taking food, he falls asleep. It was late in the afternoon that Munnu gets up. Prabha asks him to go to have a look at the factory. Maharaj, Bhonga and Tulsi also work in the factory under Ganpat, who is a wicked man. Prabha later on introduces Munnu to his clients in the market. Munnu, Tulsi and Maharaj all work in an atmosphere of friendliness. But Ganpat beats them down. And then if he finds them sleeping in the morning, they have to wake up early in the morning.